Dave, thanks for being with us this week. You know how much I appreciate your ministry with us, and why don't you just close it out for us? And
well, we've been having a great time in here and studying the book of Colossians. And I don't know, kids, whether the parents will remember this. So let's see how well they did their lessons, okay? We talked about grace. You know that, right? We talked about three things. We talked about getting grace, growing in grace, and giving grace. Really good. This is my favorite part of the text. It comes from 3:1-4. It says, "If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things of the earth, for they have for you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him." I love that picture of God's amazing grace that he pours into our lives. You know that followers of Jesus Christ are grace-driven. They're not fairness-driven. There's nothing fair about grace or forgiveness. God paid it all and hands it to us. It's not about fairness. It's about God's amazing grace given to us. I was thinking about a time when I was learning how to share my faith, and we were going to a class at our church. It's been a long time ago. And every day we'd study together, and then in the evening, the next week, we'd go out, and we'd go visit people. We'd knock on their doors. And we were knocking on doors, just seeing if anybody wanted to talk about Jesus. It was a really cold night. It was like 40 degrees. We had knocked on about 10 doors. Nobody really wanted to talk. We went to the next door, and it started to rain. And we were starting to get that kind of, you know, you're freezing thing. We knock on the door, and the guy comes to the door, and he looked at us. And I think he let us in the house because he was compassionate because we were so cold. And we said, "Can we tell you all about Jesus?" And he goes, "Well, you look really cold. Come on, and I'll get you something hot to drink." And he goes, "You know, if my wife was here, she'd be really interested. But go ahead, and you can share with me." And so we came in. There were two of us. We were sitting down. He got us some hot to drink. And we just began to tell him what Jesus Christ had done in our lives. And after we had told him for a little while about what Jesus did, we could tell he wasn't ready to receive Christ, wasn't ready to jump on at this point. But he was very courteous to us. And as we were kind of wrapping up, we'd been there about 15 minutes, this little 5 or 6-year-old girl comes running out and she goes, "Daddy, this is what mommy and I've been telling you about. Jesus loves you." And you know what we knew? We knew we were on a divine appointment. What I love about following Christ, what I love about being grace-driven, when we follow Jesus Christ, we get to see what he's doing as he's reconciling people to himself. I hope as you leave this place, you won't just put this aside, but these simple phrases, get grace, understand it, grow in it, and give it to other people. That's an amazing thing we can do. Let's pray. Father, I am so grateful for your word. I'm grateful that I got to be here this week. I'm grateful for people who are interested enough to hear your word, just to listen. And now, Lord, we ask that your Holy Spirit would just come mightily and use us. Lord, the words that I speak aren't important, but your word is forever. It's eternal. And I ask, Lord, that you would allow us to be so amazed by grace that we would want to share it with other people. This I ask for this group. In Jesus' name, amen.